I was having a great conversation, a back and forth with somebody online about this topic that I just ranted about. It was about, you know, porn and sex and how deplorable it is to society as a whole, so on and so forth. And my counter argument to that, and it was cool because it was just a respectful back and forth, it was, which is what I wanted to talk about, is addiction in general. Just how, as a society, we have an addiction. Every one of us, or many of us, deal with addictions. You think I'm wrong? Okay, prove me wrong. Because there's people out there that are addicted to exercise. There's people that are addicted to foods, right? You got to have your Oreos at night. You got to have your Coke. I remember my boss, one of my former bosses, he had Coke every day. He would have stashes of Cokes in his office every day because that's what he drank every fucking day. Never had any issues with his blood work, which used to piss me the fuck off, right? So we all have addictions. Some of them are accepted and some of them are not. Like, food addiction is, I think, in my opinion, one of the biggest ones that we have by far. Food addiction, because that's a necessity to eat in this. And now that food has become more processed, more diluted as far as quality, that they put ingredients in it to make it more addictive. That's why people are fat in our society, more fat than ever before. So addiction, when I have those conversations with people, when they view drugs as deplorable and it's a waste of society, and they want to, they just somehow have this moral compass of uplifting humanity to an enlightened level and a higher level. And I get that. And we need people like you in that fight. That's what I was telling this person. I was like, God bless that you feel this way, that because we need people like you, and it's okay. And I understand that. But because I look at it from the perspective of, we all have our flaws. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our challenges, that we, our daily battles that we're going up against in our own personal lives, whether it's you're addicted to eating stuff, right? You're addicted to exercising, and you're addicted to, let's just say, gambling, you know, whatever it is. Like, you're a poker player. You love gambling. You're addicted to sports where you can't even handle, where you're having to bring a phone to a wedding to watch a game. You know, those are things that people are not addressing or don't care to talk about, because that's my argument. And it's like, as long as the person is productive, is good to those people around them, and is handling their business, what the fuck do I care what they do and don't do? And as long as they do it with consenting adults, who am I and who are you to tell somebody that they need to stop doing that because it is not good for their health? Like, I get it. Look, I have that battle with my daughter every day about food and learning to respect food and not be addicted to the bad stuff, because the bad stuff is going to cause problems down the line. So I get the understanding. But at the end, when she's an adult, she's going to do what she wants to do. If she wants to be 400 pounds, that's what she's going to be. If she wants to be 180, it's going to be, like, whatever it is that makes you who you are. It's weird because I just feel like we all deal with different levels of addiction. People are addicted to shopping. People are addicted to just so many different things that probably come up as I speak. But you get my point of view on addiction is something that we all deal with in some capacity. What I'm saying is that what his point was, that if those addictions interlap into your personal lives, then it is a problem. I'm like, I agree. I totally agree. Like, I know that, going into an example of porn he was talking about, if you're so addicted to it that it's impacting your relationship, then yeah. And if I feel personally, if I feel that porn is somehow creating this false hope of expectations in someone that I am or someone that I'm meeting, then yeah, that's a problem, right? But what I was telling this person is that you haven't met people that are just as wanting that, that enjoy that as well. Just like we have people that enjoy pizza food trucks, they enjoy, and they do these things all the time. There's people that are addicts about traveling. They're addicts, and I guess for me, when I see all of these things, that people want to push back on. Like, imagine the canceling culture. Like, people now are worried about what others say because they're worried about, oh my God, the impact that's going to have. And like I said earlier in the prior podcast, it's like music. It's like, I understand that music is trash to you. But there's some people that are groupies that go to the concerts. They can't get enough of that genre. They can't get enough of that artist. And that doesn't make them less productive. Now, there's some people that, let's just say they're just bouncing from city to city and they're not working. They're not being good to their family. They're not being good to their loved ones. And all they're doing is being obsessed with that thing. Yeah, then that's a problem. That's my whole point. It's that you could replace porn with food. You could replace food with gambling. You could replace gambling with a concert groupie or video game addiction, whatever it is. Like, whatever it is that you're super passionate about and become obsessed about, then, and it's something that is being, that is impacting your life, your personal life, your personal circles. And yeah, I would say that you probably need to seek ways to unwind this. See, the way I look at it is, I love porn. I love eating bad. But if I have to get to it and cut it off, I cut it off. Like, I have the ability to say, okay, I don't need it. I could stop. And I know it'll take me a little bit of time. But once I lock in and I'm good. And that's what I was trying to tell him, is that, and he understood what my point of view is. Like, you know, it was like, look, you can't judge somebody by the things that, there's people that are addicted to church, that are addicted to Christ, that are addicted to the word of God. There is addictions. There's people addicted to smoking. Okay. That doesn't make them bad people. I remember seeing addiction is something that, I remember someone was telling me, it's like when you're smoking, it's like you're not in control of your emotional state. Maybe some, but some other people like smoking just because of the feeling it gives them. Or how about cigars? Or how about golf? Or how about fishing? Like, you know, there's so many women in dating online profiles that hate men that are always showing pictures of the fish because that's all they fucking do. That's an addiction. If you're doing it all the fucking time. And I feel, I'm throwing that word loosely, addiction, because I think that is something, an addiction is something that you really need professional help for. But when people are talking about something like porn, again, it has that negative taboo. The act of me watching other people have sex and that, and me enjoying that, like, that is a problem for others. Even though, I don't know if anybody knew this, but the porn industry is bigger than all the sports industry combined. I want to say it's one of the biggest industries. Like, it's bigger. I know for sure it's bigger than the NFL, the Major League Baseball, NBA, and hockey combined. Okay? So when you're telling me an industry is that big, I know that what I'm thinking, other people think. It's just that they're afraid of being judged. They're afraid of hearing what this person said about, well, your neural pathways have changed. Yeah, no fucking shit. Your pathways have changed with your addiction. Whatever your addictions are that you feel, and that's what it is for me, is that people feel their addictions are not taboo. So it's okay to have pizza every day. It's okay to eat McDonald's every day. Like, it's okay for people to have bad food and bad choices because it's an addiction, because everyone else doesn't view it as something bad. It's not like you being judged if you go to McDonald's, right? It's not you're not being judged if you go out and go out to the sporting event and you're there that same fucking seat year after year, week after week, day after day. Like, you're not judged for that. You're not looked upon as this obsessive person. I think I was watching this sidelines of a game, and there's this guy, super fan. He's always at the games, NBA games, front court, old man. And he's telling somebody, he's telling one of the players, hey, listen, I had Lady Gaga at my house performing and I chose to be here. I chose to be here every time, even though I'm coming to a meaningless game, regular season game, because I'm addicted to this game. I'm addicted to this experience. But of course, that's not bad because people will say, oh, he has the money, go for it. And that's what I tell to people that are so judgmental about these things, is that you can easily depict addiction or things that people are obsessed about that are not conducive to the health of having good relationships in their circles. And go ahead, like, are you obsessed with Facebook? Are you one of those people that get there and just want to start arguing, or you want to get in there and complain, then go back and forth with people, and next thing you know, it's lunchtime and you spent 3 or 4 hours fucking going at it with somebody that you don't fucking know, that you don't fucking care about, that their life is insignificant to how you run life, but because you're having to engage in this addiction of being right all the time? That's the problem. It's like, when I have conversations with people, just like I had with this person, it wasn't about me being right or them being wrong. It's about me letting them know, hey, I respect your point of view. I get it, because there are people that are addicted and they're not able to control it, and it's very detrimental to their personal experiences. But guess what? There's other people that have addictions. There's other people that are still being productive, are still doing okay. There's people that have TikTok addictions. There's people that have social media addictions. There's people that use, and I hope that people that are so fucking judgmental about talking shit about other people, just know that you have your addictions. It's just that they're not taboo. They're not taboo, and people are not going to judge you in a negative light. But yeah, your neural pathways are going to be changed because of that obsession you have for whatever it is you have. You think Michael Jordan, he had a competitive addiction, obsessive, extreme, but he became who he is. You know, and I think the best way to be is, my advice to anybody out there that maybe feels like something is controlling them, is like, or if you're worried about something controlling you or not, you got to be on the mindset of, can you drop this? Can you truly drop it and not let it indulge your life? Like, for example, when it comes to porn, I can drop it. I'll enjoy it in some way, shape, or form, right? But if you tell me, Mental, I need you to drop it, I'll drop it, because it's not something that is needed in my life to function, to be productive. You know, I'm doing real estate right now. I'm just getting back into that, and I'm diving into that. So I'm able to switch it off, is what I'm saying. It's like, if you're not able to switch something off, then you're probably not able, and you shouldn't be able to do that. I have friends that know they can't gamble because of their personality. They know, I can't gamble because next thing you know, I'm going to go extreme and hard, and next thing you know, I'm going to be losing $50,000, and I don't want to be in that position. I get it. See, like, when I go gamble, I'm like, okay, I have a budget, I love it, I'll play, it's addicting, but you got to cut when you got to cut. And I know that about me and anything I do. So that what I was telling this person, and for all of you out there, is that you got to judge the person. Are they being productive in their life? Are they being good to other people? Are their relationships impacted by these things they love to do? And if the answer is no, and if the person's telling you no, then yeah. Because, like, someone's going to tell me, well, you're watching porn, you're depressed. Ain't no fucking way I'm depressed. And I say that respectfully, because I feel I'm happy. I get up early. I'm productive. I go to work. I do my work stuff. I do my personal errands. I'm a good dad. I'm looking forward to seeing my daughter and have a great time with her. So, like, I don't feel like life is good. I wish my calf would fucking heal up. It's been fucking 9 months already that it is still feeling funny. And I'm like, damn, you know, I want this thing to feel better, but, you know, it's going to take time. So that's the only thing I'm crabby about. But other than that, dude, life is good. You know, I got some kidney issues that I'm working through. I'm just drinking as much water as I can, right? So, but I'm not depressed. I'm not in this, like, oh my God, women don't want to talk to me. What's wrong with me? And I'm just going to go to porn because life is horrible. Oh my God. Like, it's not that way. So I wish people like this gentleman that I was talking to, it was real cool at the end, that you have to judge the person Don't judge the act. Judge the person. Is the person good to you? Is the person respectful? Is he a good parent? Is he a good son? Is he a good husband? Is he whatever it is? You know, and I think for people that have these addictions, and if they're going into relationships, I think they need to convey these things. You know, like I let people know, hey, I watch porn. I watch these. Like I watch this, this, and this, and this. I watch this and I enjoy it. I could talk about this. You know, I am an open book when it comes to the things I enjoy and not enjoy. And I want you to know that as caveat emptor, as we would say in real estate, which is buyer beware. So we're giving you an awareness of what is going on in the house, and in this case, my house, letting you know, this is what I like to do. This is what I don't like to do. This was, I give you the whole playbook. So it's not going to be a shocker. I think it's a problem when you know you have an addiction and you're not conveying that to your partner, and then you still dabble in that without them knowing, and it's causing issues in your relationship. 1,000,000% agree with that. Like that is something that you need to go seek professional help. You need to go get rewired. You need to go do different things. You know, like just do all those things, because at the end of the day, guess what? That is impacting your personal circles. See, the things that I do that I find that are addicting, or that other people will find addicting, are not impacting the relationships I have, are not impacting my productivity, are not impacting. And if for other people, if they feel they want to judge me in the negative light, then guess what? I'm okay. Like, that's right on. You know, like, that's cool. I mean, I remember there was a time, I'll leave with this, that people were addicted to smoking marijuana, and that was a problem. Nowadays, it's like, oh, it's cool now. You see where I'm going with this? Is that it's so subjective to especially when it comes to the world of addictions, because in general, we're all dealing with our imperfections. We all have our quirks or things that we love and we obsess about, and that it makes us happy. It makes us enjoy the journey of life. And as long as that joy, as long as those things that I dabble in, that I obsess about, are not impacting other people and are not impacting my social circles, and I feel that I'm a happy person because of it, and it's a part of my happiness, then why not? Live and let live.